You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. A very good morning, boys and girls. It is the 10th of August. What do we say, though, on this day of the week? We say, don't we? WTW, welcome to Wednesday. Of course we do. We got halfway through the week. Lovely to be with you this morning. Lovely to be with you any morning. It means we're all up and about and awake and alive. Today, Argentine Air Force Day today, obviously celebrated in Argentina. We've got here the Declaration of Independence of Quito, proclaimed independence from Spain on the 10th of August back in 1809. Independence was finally attained, though, on the 24th of May in 1822. This was at the Battle of Pichincha. International Biodiesel Day today, that's being celebrated. We're still into that, are we? And if you're in Indonesia today, they are celebrating, they're celebrating their National Veterans Day.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. Take a good song, give it a symphonic orchestra. What do you get? You get that amazing sound. That's Bronski Beat, the symphonic version of Small Town Boy. Before that, starting us off this morning, it was the London Boys, 1986. I'm going to give you my heart. I'm going to give you coming on for still about 4 hours. I'm going to keep you entertained, all being well, between now and then. This is Admiral Fallow and Take the Coast.
Like the little moles that move. Hide your face with your heavy woolen hood. Don't worry, chum, the wind will pick up soon. They'll be gone. We'll be free. Walk on. Go down the salt sea, air and taste the coast. The land that brought you up taught you the most. And named your name, gave you chances no one knows. That tree, climb on. Days go by, but I'm behind. I've got to pick up my feet, keep moving. There's no need to worry, we're not in any hurry. You boys are home. Rest your nose upon the cheeks of the ones you love. Sickly sweet breath when the morning comes. And you brush your thighs with your fingers and your thumbs through the way. Count the days till it's gone. Days go by, but I'm behind the buttons. Pick up my feet, keep moving. No need to worry, we're not in any hurry. You boy are home. You're back alone like a stay at home bum. Until you're met by midday sun, and dance until your very bones are numb. At least you're free. Come with me. Come on. Days go by, I'm behind. I've got to pick up my feet, keep moving. There's no need to worry, we're not in any hurry. You boy are home. There's no life glued to old outtakes, deleted scenes. It's just no life glued to old outtakes, deleted scenes of your favorite show. Just no life glued to old outtakes, deleted scenes. It's just no life glued to old outtakes, deleted scenes of your favorite show. Just no life glued to old outtakes, deleted scenes. It's just no life glued to old outtakes. Scenes of your favorite show. There's no life.
Fallow and Taste the Coast. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are, in actual fact, 15 minutes after the hour. We're getting it. We did this yesterday, didn't we? We are exactly 15 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's show, so it is time to do this. Get you in the shower and on your way to work or whatever it is you're going to be doing on this Wednesday. Whatever it is, do it safely, all right? And keep well. We're going to keep you up to date with what's happening on the streets. There we go, a special remix version of Let's Groove from Earth, Wind and Fire this morning. And that's it, out of the shower you get on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. We are 19 and a half minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. If you just join us, good morning, it is Wednesday. It is the 10th of August. What have we got lined up for you this morning? All being well, I've just got to wait for confirmation that Andreas will be with us later on this morning at 8 o'clock. We'll see. Say we haven't had confirmation. Yes, we might, but she'll let us know when we get in. So all being well, we'll be able to look at the movies today with Andreas. If not, well, we'll just keep rummaging. Yes, that's what we like to do, isn't it? Take a rummage around the internet, see what stories we can find. That's all bad. I was just doing a little bit of rummaging here. Of course, we know the case now where the DGI is going after people for tax evasion. They'll notice as DGI insures us that in Panama, there is a tax evasion of $3 billion. Yes, $3 billion per year. Go. That is Supergrass and All Right. And 18 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock. Just looking at some of the info Neil gives us. If we want to go back, by the way, for this date, the 10th of August, if you want to go back to the year 1675, the foundation stone of the Royal Observatory in Greenwich in London is laid by King Charles II. All right. What, I tell you, here's a little question for you. What else is Greenwich, I know it's got the observatory. What else is it famous for? All right, have a think about that one. And I'll tell you.
Hey, it's a mess out there.
After this.
We don't care, we'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play. Make a mess right here. Do whatever I like. Get weird, okay. Let him disappear. Say whatever you want to hear. Just say.
Dance. Dance. look at here.
They said, please turn it down. I said, just turn around. They said, stop, but what do they know? What's missing, how you found? And they feel like, damn, damn. If it don't stand, damn, damn. It don't make sense, damn, damn. Yeah, I'm convinced, damn, damn. It's magic.
That's when you start to
one of our tracks of the week. Calvin Harris together with Justin Timberlake there. Also, you probably recognize Pharrell Williams in there as well.
Yes.
Rather like this one. Halsey in there as well. And, well, that's all just down to 29 minutes. That's 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica Panamá.
Before the hour of 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the local news that we will be looking at in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. As of August the 15th, the prices of 170 medicines, they are going to drop by 30% in pharmacies. This was announced by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, on Tuesday afternoon. He said that he approved a resolution on the recommendation of the Special Technical Table for Drugs so that this reduction is extended for 6 months. Today is a historic day because this is very important news for the country, for all Panamanians, because the health unions, the private sector, patient associations, and the national government have reached an important consensus, said Cortizo. Little words in there, three of them, for 6 months. Is that just the 6 months that prices are going to be reduced? It should be an ongoing thing, shouldn't it? Our medication prices are incredibly high. Several business associations and cooperatives in the country asked the government to guarantee the free movement of Panamanians for today, Wednesday, the day on which members of the Single Union of Construction and Allied Workers, Suntrax, will resume picketing. The closure announcements that have been made for today, Wednesday, are a provocation. Really, if we're still in the process of a dialogue, if they are sitting at the dialogue table, then why do we have to fall for these threats, said Marcela Galindo, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture Panama. In her opinion, these measures make no sense, since several sectors have been in talks with the government for several weeks. Well, Suntrax, led by Sal Mendes, announced that starting at 7 a.m. on August the 10th, that's today, it will resume picketing at different points in Panama, according to Mendes. Businessmen have threatened the people with raising prices, and which have already begun. They've already begun to raise them. In addition, he assured that the application of the fuel subsidy would not be applied in certain stations. There are a lot of complaints, he added. We've all got a lot of complaints, but we don't go and block the streets and stop people from doing their business. Pack it in. Temistocles Rosas took office as president of the Panamanian Association of Business Executives, that's a PEDE, on Tuesday. This was in a ceremony that was held at the headquarters of the Business Association. Rosas referred to the single dialogue table, which is being held in Penonome Cocle between the government and the groups that led the protests during the month of July, including construction workers and educators. Well, meanwhile, some groups are announcing mobilizations for today due to the alleged breach by the government of what was agreed at the table. Rosas said that on the one hand, it reflects that there is no capacity to comply with some of the agreements. For example, that of an entrepreneur. He's not going to sell below his cost, which gets back to that previous point about rising prices. You know, nobody's going to sell. Are you going to go to work and go to work for less and you can't pay your bills? The Panamanian Consumer Confidence Index registered 76 percentage points in July. This is a decrease of 11 points compared to those reported last May. Now, according to the data revealed this Tuesday by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama and the Marketing Group, the four indicators that are evaluated reflected a decrease. And moving on, we're moving on to the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health. They reported 2,859 cases of dengue. This is throughout the country. The figure corresponds from the first epidemiological week, that's the 2nd of January, going to through to the 30th, to week number 30, which ended on Saturday, the 30th of July. On the 2,859 registered cases, the report highlighted that 2,538 occurred without any warning signs, 312 cases with warning signs, and 9 are serious cases, and there has been 1 death. Residents of Campo Limburg in Juan Diaz held a protest on Tuesday in defence of a wetland in the area, which according to them represents one of the few green spaces in the community that protects them from flooding. Edilma Gonzalez, one of the community spokespersons, stressed that their struggles is focused on the conservation of the wetland, which over time has been losing space, and now they observe the presence of a company carrying out work and earthworks in the area. Well, on the land adjacent to the wetland in question, when consulted, the Equipment Corporation Company, which reported that they leased the site for storage of underground telecommunications equipment, and that they are not going to carry out any construction of a building or tower, which is what worries the residents of the area. They did explain that the zoning of this site, by the way, is RM3C2, which allows its commercial use, but in their case, they only store telecommunications equipment. The land is for sale, and as soon as it is sold, we must vacate, they indicated. So that's it. There we go. That is some of the things we're going to be looking at here in the Republic of Panama in a bit more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. Now, I played, didn't I? I didn't play. I was telling you about the foundation stone of the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, London, being laid by King Charles on this day back in the year 1675. And I asked you, what else is Greenwich important for? Well, Greenwich Mean Time. Yes, you often perhaps hear me referring to GMT sometimes when we're talking about the timing of various aspects of the news. It is the mean solar time at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, London, counted from midnight. At different times in the past, it has been calculated in different ways, including being calculated from noon. As a consequence, it cannot be used to specify a particular time unless a context is given the term, as I mentioned, GMT. It's also used as one of the names for the time zone. You have UTC, which is plus 00, in other words, the same as the UK time as well. Now, in UK law, is the basis for civil time in the United Kingdom. So English speakers, by the way, often use GMT as a synonym for Coordinated Universal Time, which is one I just mentioned, UTC. But this apparently is incorrect. GMT is now a time zone, not a time standard. So there we are. We live and learn, don't we? Cool, blimey. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 21 and a half minutes exactly before 7 o'clock.
Love.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Ah, yes, it is indeed. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. That track, Love and Kisses and I Found Love, this one comes from The Weeknd. It's called Blinding Lights. Yeah, I'll keep you an eye on the time. We're 18 minutes before 7. There we go. As I mentioned, that was The Weeknd and Blinding Lights. We are keeping our time, just gone. We are 14 and a half minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, by the way. Don't forget, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this Wednesday morning. At 7.30, we'll look at some of the business headlines as well. And between the two, the weather. Looking out the studio window this morning, it's a little bit more cloudy. We had some sunshine yesterday, which was all rather nice. But right now, it's looking out the window. It is cloudy. We'll keep an eye out for you, tell you what is happening. If you have any problems in the streets with the sun tracks, with them blocking the roads. By the way, of course, if you're out there, do let us know what is happening. If you get stuck in the traffic and you can't move, or you know that there's protests in certain areas, just drop us a WhatsApp. And you can do that on 677-18822, 677-18822. You can give us a WhatsApp on that number, or you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162, because don't forget, we rely on you for information as well. So we'll be keeping an eye on any street closures that happen to come up. All right, so don't forget, there are plenty of ways you can contact us. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
It's a world party. I got to get to them girls shortly. Hey, it's Bounty Killer. The five-star general along with the high con Mr. Jimmy Cliff keep dancing, we ain't gonna be stiff. Up, along with the legendary cool in the game. It's like old school, new school, and a sound, huh? Don't get me wrong, my forefathers bring it more hot, okay?
Ooh-la-la-la, let's go dancing. Ooh-la-la-la,
down to the park. Everything was dark. Ooh, yeah.
All of a sudden,
on came the lights, and everything was feeling right. The people started dancing. Ooh, yeah. They called me over to join in. They said, Jimmy, you feel good. Come on and join the reggae man. And I hear them singing.
Them to dance, recognize this land force in such dominance. Yow, look out, do all that you want. If a competition, then you stand a chance. Jamaica dance, teach them to dance. Recognize this land force in such dominance. Yow, look out, do all that you want. Say to me, now you hear me, love the ambiance. He long to a world dance, hard on the plan. Wait, you and your boat are on your right. Sit down, the plane, I'm just a bicycle brand. We put your head up, no bad stuff. Hey, you are up. Jimmy a drop mix in a the jam. We dance fast speed in a bush and in a swamp. Cool and dig down, them now catch the crumbs. Put on the bike and just burn off the dance. Well.
Ooh la la la,
let's go dancing. Ooh la la la,
ooh la la la. Get to know you.
Girl, I wanna be special.
Come on, let's a reggae down. Ooh, yeah. Get better acquainted.
Let's get acquainted, don't you?
Mm-hmm. So everything will be fine. Oh, yeah. Hey, baby, what's your name? Is it Miss or is it Mrs.? I'd like to take you for a ride. We could check the scene with the record down, and we'd be singing.
Why with that girl? This a dancing fever from conquer the world. Cool and the young make girls be a supper. Jimmy Blink girls around like her. Well, with every man in the boat should find a girl. And every woman, the boat find a pal. Why go down for me? At interval, dancing you have to get the medal. Yo, well, it's a all time thing, it's not seasonal. I'll go for the world and call no broker. So we got some fest or any festival. Y'all whining and I can't divide. Yo, y'all baseline a go down like a spiral. Preparation of a man a run like a tidal. Now y'all that look like she a go-go idol. But what man go wrong to ride, y'all? Yo,
ooh, la, la, la.
That is featuring Book Killer there, and that's together with Jimmy Cliff, Cool in the Gang, of course, and yes, Let's Go Dancing. And time on The Breakfast Show is coming up to 12 and a half minutes after the hour of, or before the hour of 7 o'clock. Now, just looking out the studio window, it's sort of say a bit cloudy. Of course, it's just starting to get the morning started for the sun to come up and give us all that light. You don't have enough light, you know what to do, don't you? Because you can still do it for another hour and, 12 and a half minutes. Cybernight at lamparaya.com. That's L-A-M-P-R-R-P-A-R-A, Lampara, and then Y-A.com. This is the official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% off discounts on selected products. Now, believe it or not, this is at nighttime shopping. We all like to do a bit of that, don't we? From 8pm until 8am. This is every day and Sundays all day. Exclusive promotion for the entire month of August applies only in the online, on the web shopping. All right? So there we are. That's lamparaya.com. And that's the official Lumicentro marketplace. You've got 30% discount and you've got another hour and 6.5 minutes to do it. All right, go away and do some nighttime shopping. Go and see the light. This one's from Donna Summer. She wants you to dim all the lights. Donna Summer going off, and there she goes. She's dimming all the lights. 2 minutes away from the top of the hour from 7 o'clock, and just to confirm, yes, Andreas Clementi is confirmed. He'll be with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. He said that he's going to talk about everything he's seen over the last month. It's going to be a long morning. That'll teach me. That'll teach me to go off on vacation, won't it? Anyway, Andreas will be with us. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We'll be talking movies, which will be fun.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventor 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork, caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings, served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantikaPty or by WhatsApp 6972-5218.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica_panamá.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And there we go. Yes, messages there from our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us on the program. Much appreciated. If you want to join us, well, just give us a WhatsApp on 677-18822 or give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Love to have you on board. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news for this morning. It says here that Russian shelling killed 11 people in Ukraine central. This is the Dnipropetrovsk. There we go. Got it. Region. This is overnight. Governor Valentin Reznichenko said on Wednesday. This was as Britain and Russia had almost certainly established a major new ground force to support its war. This is what the intelligence says here. The new Russian force, called the Third Army Corps, is based in the city of Molino, east of Russia's capital, Moscow, the British Defence Ministry said in a daily intelligence briefing. China has withdrawn a promise not to send troops or administrators to Taiwan if it takes control of the island, an official document showed on Wednesday, signalling a decision by President Xi Jinping to grant less autonomy than previously offered. China's white paper on its position on self-ruled Taiwan follows days of unprecedented Chinese military exercises near the island, which Beijing claims as its territory in a protest against U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit last week. One person was killed on Tuesday when a Russian airbase near the seaside resorts in the annexed Crimean Peninsula was rocked by blasts that Moscow said were detonations of stored ammunition, not the result of any attack. And Ukraine has suspended Russian oil pipeline flows to parts of Central Europe since early this month because Western sanctions prevented it from accepting transit fees from Moscow, Russia's pipeline monopoly Transneft said on Tuesday. International benchmark Brent crude jumped by $2 per barrel to trade near $98 as the news added to energy supply concerns, but turned negative later in the day. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday signed documents endorsing Finland and Sweden's accession to NATO, the most significant expansion of the military alliance since the 1900s, and since the 1990s as it responds to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden signed the U.S. Instrument of Ratification, welcoming the two countries, the final step for their endorsement by the United States. A court in the United Arab Emirates on Wednesday overturned a prison sentence for U.S. citizen and rights lawyer Asim Ghaffour. A lawyer representing Ghaffour reported. Now, Ghaffour was ordered to pay a fine of 5 million dirhams. That's around about $1.36 million, his lawyer told Reuters. Ghaffour was detained last month while transiting through Dubai Airport on charges related to an in absentia conviction for money laundering. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki accused European Union of imperialistic behaviour towards smaller member states in an op-ed published on Welt News website on Wednesday. Political practice has shown that the positions of Germany and France count more than all the others, Morawiecki wrote for the German news outlet, calling for a more consensus-based approach. So we are dealing with a formal democracy and a de facto oligarchy in which the strongest hold the power, he said, adding that EU imperialism must be combated as well as Russian imperialism. Wildfires raged in southwestern France on Tuesday, destroying 16 houses, burning 6,000 hectares, and and forcing the evacuation of almost 6,000 people in an area already hit last month by huge blazes. France, like the rest of Europe, is coping with heat waves and drought that have triggered multiple wildfires across the continent over the past 2 months. The fire is rampant and has now spread to the Alendes department. Local authorities of the wine-growing Gironde department said in a statement, adding that 500 firefighters were mobilised. And last, a little bit of sad news. We've been following the international news about the beluga whale, which was lifted out of the River Seine earlier on Wednesday. Sadly, it has died. In actual fact, it had to be euthanized. Despite the mission to save it, this is according to local authorities, despite an unprecedented rescue operation for the beluga, we're sad to announce the death of the cetacean, the prefect of the Calvados department said on Twitter. So a little bit of sad news there. About the beluga. It's not the first time. This has happened a few times. There was another whale, I think it might have been in the UK, that got stuck and again, sadly, had to be put down. Time on The Breakfast Show, 6 minutes after seven.
Oh no, here I go again, falling in love again. Love is like a grain of sand, slowly slipping through your hand. Oh, 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 Diane. Oh, 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 Diane. Will I love you? I will always. Will you stand by me always? 'Cause love is like a grain of sand, slowly slipping through your hands. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Thank you.
heartbeat floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human, and I'm crashing down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human, and I'm drifting in the dark.
That is Sam Ryder, of course, and the number two song in the Eurovision Song Contest for this year. Number two, of course, Ukraine came in at number one. But because it's not going to be a good idea to hold the next Eurovision Song Contest in Ukraine, it will be held in the United Kingdom. Yes, they're going to be doing a Eurovision Song Contest, the next one. I mentioned earlier on, of course, the foundation stone of the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, London, was laid by King Charles on this day back in 1675. Another great building was, in actual fact, opened on this day. That's, of course, it's the 10th of August in the year 1793. It was the Musée des Louvres, officially opened in Paris, France, on this day. Yeah, the Louvre Museum. Open 1793. That's been knocking around for a bit, isn't it? 13 after 7 o'clock. After this one, we'll take a look and see what the weather's doing, shall we?
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. And she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Lovers, me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green girls, blue, blue sky.
undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You did it for a party on the day that I died. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You did it for a party on the day that I died. Undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die.
I like that. You better throw a party on the day that I die. That was called Green Green Grass from George Ezra. Yes, when I go throw a party, free rum for everybody. Well, I won't have to pay the bill, will I? 16 minutes after 7, let's take a look at the weather, shall we? Costa Riva, starting over there in the province of Colón, 30 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature, with 20 degrees being the minimum. Thermal sensation down a bit from yesterday. It was up at 38 yesterday. It's down to 36 degrees Celsius this morning, or for today. 85% is the relative humidity. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated showers in the afternoon and a few showers again tonight. So it looks like it might be a bit of a miserable day over there. Is it going to be miserable over on this side of the isthmus? Let's take a look at West Panama. 31 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. Thermal sensation, 37 degrees Celsius and 80% relative humidity. Cloudy this morning, isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon and chance for a few showers tonight. Moving up a little bit, moving up to the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now. Pretty much the same at 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum, with 23 being the minimum temperatures today. 37, thermal sensation, and relative humidity is 80%. Cloudy this morning. Yes, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon and a few showers tonight. Let's move out into the Gulf of Panama. This is around the Perlas Islands area. 32 degrees is going to be the maximum, with 23 being the minimum. Now, they are up there. They're at 39 degrees Celsius with the thermal sensation today, which is to say, I would like to tell you, that's the last of the mild discomfort, 39 degrees. If we get up into 40, then we are talking about big discomfort. The reason, perhaps, is the relative humidity, which is up there at 90%. Cloudy this morning, those isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight, those few showers. So with regards to the actual sort of conditions, pretty much the same as the rest of us, but it is going to be that little bit hotter out there in the Gulf. Moving across from the forecast to maritime conditions, we're going to take a look at the tides to start with, starting with the Pacific. We're looking at high tide, which was at 1:45 this morning. That was 4.42 metres. Low tide, that's going to be just before 8 o'clock at 7:59. That'll be 0.76 of a metre. High tide again, 2:05 in the afternoon. And that is going to be 4.75 metres. Last low tide on the Pacific, 8:36 tonight, 0.24 of a meter. Taking a look at the Caribbean, low tide, that was at 6:06 this morning, and that was minus 0.06 of a meter. High tide, we're at 11:08, and that'll be 0.03 of a meter. Low tide, the second one, 2:46 in the afternoon, minus 0.03 of a meter. And the last high tide, that'll be at 10:51 tonight, 0.43 of a meter. Now, Let's take a look at the actual sea conditions if you're going to be out on the water today. We're looking at the Caribbean side. Good conditions for this morning. Nothing adverse. 11 to 13 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southwest. Waves are okay as well. They're going to be at 1 meter or 3 foot, 3 feet. Let's take a look at the afternoon. Good conditions prevail in the afternoon. Winds pretty much the same, 9 to 11 kilometres an hour, and it's going to be coming from the west, and waves are at 3 feet. Taking a look at the Pacific, moving over to this side, we're looking at good conditions. For this morning, winds are negligible, just 5 kilometres an hour coming from the east-northeast. Waves, 1 foot, that's all. In the afternoon, good conditions continue. And 5 to 4 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south, so no change there. No change with the wave height either, at 1 foot. So there you go, that's it. There's your weather for this morning. What do you think of that? New single came out of the weekend from Robbie Williams. It's going to be on his album, his new album coming out at the beginning of September. This is called Lost.
I wake up, terrify myself again. Cake to make up and a little loss. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Who am I fooling with? I got a list. Ideas so them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost my faith in you. I walk out of my masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling? Will I gotta live? I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost my faith in you. All my friends say, but I don't think so. When I lost my faith in you.
And there we go, Robbie Williams there, and Lost, great track, that was released last Friday on the 5th of August. And let's just say a very good morning to Yasmin, good morning. And, oh, I can't hear you for a second. Are you on? Oh, I can't hear you. Where have you gone? I tell you what, come to me, come and chat, you can come and sit on my... Come here, I'll have to check. You've been doing some checking on the road closures. By the way, Mary Lou, thank you very much. It's good. There's huge traffic out there. What do we got, yes?
Mm-hmm. Via Domingo Díaz, thanks to Tráfico Panamá on Twitter. Via Domingo Díaz is partially closed. The Roosevelt Runabout. Also, via Ricardo J. Alfaro, near to USMA, is closed. It's totally closed. Also via Interamericana in Agua Dulce, and also via Boyd Roosevelt on Via Zaita.
Okay, so there we go. Thank you, guys. Keep an eye on traffic for us. I'll see what's happened to your microphone. Thought it was rather peaceful. So yeah, we'll you know, we'll keep you up to advice as much as we can. I mean, I do have one thing. You've got to remember, this road closure isn't by sort. This isn't a sort of spontaneous protest by the public. This is an organized road closure by an entity, in other words, by a group, Suntrax. I'm a great believer that if you want to go out like that as an entity, and you want to go out, I don't care really who it is, and if you want to close the roads, then that entity should be fined. If you're going to stop other people from going about their business and trying to make a living, then, you know, you should be taken to court and you should be fined. You're costing a lot of people, you're costing companies money, as we mentioned when we're taking a look at some of the highlights of the news this morning, which we'll be looking at in more detail. You know, the people are complaining, what are you on the street for? There's a dialogue going on, you know, and apparently they're sitting at the dialogue table. Why are you on the streets? What are you complaining about now? One of the things they said, well, you know, companies are putting up prices. Do you want them to sell at less than that? You know, this is not a Panama problem. This is an international problem. All right? If you want to go and sort it out, go to the people that are causing all these problems. You can't keep blaming the government for everything. You know, corruption and things like that, yes, well, you probably can. But please stop hurting the general public and people that are in the same position as you are. There is my rant for this morning. Why are you on the streets? The dialogue is continuing. Go and sit down at the table and find a solution rather than hanging around and upsetting everybody else. There we go. Let's take a little break and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zaita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Welcome back. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Let's take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. Stocks apparently trembled on Wednesday, while major currencies held steady as investors were reluctant to place bets ahead of the release of U.S. inflation data. That could point to the Federal Reserve's appetite for more aggressive rate increases. Moving on, we're looking at the Consumer Price Index report. That's going to be released at 12:30 GMT. GMT, we're talking about that. With markets watching for signs that inflation eased in July, despite last week's unexpectedly strong U.S. job numbers. Now, the market is pricing in at 69.5% chance of a 75 basis points rate increase at the Fed's next meeting. Economists polled by Reuters expect the CPI to show year-on-year headline inflation of 8.7%, far above the Fed's target of 2%, but down from last month's red-hot 9.1%. Europe's benchmark stocks index fell 0.43%, following a bigger fall of 1.2% in the MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan, while Japan's Nikkei closed down at 0.65%. Oil prices edged lower on Wednesday on expectations that Druzhba pipeline flows will resume shortly, and demand concerns ahead of publication of the key demand indicators. Brent crude futures fell at 73 cents, 4.76% to $95.58 a barrel. This was by 9:28 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures were down 65 cents, or 0.71% at $89.86. That's WTI crude. Both contracts slipped by more than a dollar a barrel earlier in the session. Oil flows to Central Europe via the Druzhba pipeline will resume shortly. This was after Hungarian energy group MOL transferred the transit fee for use of the Ukrainian section of the pipeline, MOL said on Wednesday. The safe haven dollar edged higher on Tuesday, erasing earlier losses as risk appetite dwindled ahead of key inflation figures that could offer clues on how aggressive the Federal Reserve will be in its expected interest rate hike in September. The dollar index, which measures the currency's value against a basket of peers, was up 0.047% at 106.38, and that was at 3:15 p.m. Eastern Time. The greenback had drifted lower in thin summer trading from the start of the session, but then reversed course as U.S. stock markets slid on profit warnings. Global inflationary concerns and data that showed U.S. worker productivity fell sharply in the second quarter. As energy bills mount and the threat of rationing increases, some European retailers are turning off lights and considering shorter opening hours this winter. Energy bosses and government officials have urged people and businesses to reduce power use and put in place contingency plans so that they are less reliant on gas imports if there are shortages linked to the war in Ukraine. The Austrian branch of multinational retail chain Spar Group is reducing the hours of lighting for storefront advertising and outside its more than 1,500 stores across the country, a spokesperson said in an email. Malaysia Airlines is poised to announce a deal next Monday to acquire 20 Airbus A330neo wide-body jets, industry sources said on Wednesday. Chief Executive Isham Ismail said in June the airline was nearing a decision on replacing its earlier model A330 fleet. The Reuters last month reported that the upgraded A330neo had been selected as the preferred model. Greece is going to exit the European Union's so-called enhanced surveillance framework on the 20th of August, its finance minister said on Wednesday, a move that will allow the country greater freedom in making economic policy. Ford Motor Company said on Tuesday that it would raise the prices of its electric F-150 Lightning pickup as the U.S. carmaker deals with surging raw material costs. The automaker said the prices for its 2023 F-150 Lightning will be increasing in the range of $6,000 to $8,500, depending on the variant, with the cheapest Pro model now priced at $47,000. Customers who have ordered the truck and are awaiting delivery will not be impacted by the price hike, Ford added. And Tesla Inc. Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk sold $6.9 billion worth of shares in the electric vehicle maker, saying the funds could be used to finance a potential Twitter deal if he loses a legal battle with the social media platform. So there we go. That's it. Some of the things in the international business news for this morning. 25 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Say something. Say something, baby. Say something.
But I'll find it somewhere, somehow. And you know, I'll never give up looking for my baby.
That's right, that's right.
Sunday. He gave the reasons he should go. He said things he hadn't said before. He was so, oh, so mad. And I don't think he's coming back. Coming back. I did too much lying.
Yeah.
Wasted too much time.
Right.
Now I'm here and crying.
Great pairing that is. That's Lisa Stansfield together with Barry White there, and all around the world. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops over a little note earlier and says good morning to everybody. She was telling us there about the traffic she's in, sitting on a red devil. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. It's something we all need a little bit, isn't it? We need miracles out of nowhere. You asked if we could play that by Kansas. And absolutely, of course we can. Time, if you keep an eye on the time, 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
On a crystal morning, I sang this song 100, maybe 1,000 years ago. No one ever listens. I just play and then I go.
There we are from Mary Lou this morning. That's Kansas and Miracles Out of Nowhere. 14 before the hour, 8 o'clock. I'm just taking a rummage around the internet. I'll tell you about it after our next piece of music. It's about, yes, another animal-derived virus. Where? In eastern China. we go. That's off of Manic Street Preacher's latest album, which is called Covers. And believe it or not, it's called The Instrumental. Even if there is a little bit of singing in there. Good track. Right, I was mentioning this new virus. It says here that scientists are tracking a new animal-derived virus in eastern China that has infected at least several dozen people. The novel Langya henipavirus, known as Lei V, was found in 35 patients in the Shandong and Henan provinces. Many had symptoms such as fever, fatigue, and a cough. They are thought to have contracted the virus from animals. There's no evidence so far that Lei V can be transmitted among humans. Now, researchers detected the virus predominantly in shrews, little rodent-type things. The discovery was highlighted in a letter written by researchers from China, Singapore and Australia and published in the New England Journal of Medicine this month. One of the researchers, Wang Linfa from the Duke NUS Medical School in Singapore, told China's state-run Global Times that the cases of Lei V found so far have not been fatal or very serious, so there is no need to panic. Panic? After what we've just been through, of course we're going to panic. However, Mr. Wang said there is still a need to be alert, as many viruses that exist in nature have unpredictable results when they infect humans. The scientist said that Lei V was found in 27% of shrews tested, suggesting the mole-like mammals may be natural reservoirs for the virus. About 5% of dogs and 2% of goats also tested positive for it. And Taiwan's Center for Disease Control said on Sunday that it was paying close attention to the development of Lei V. It's a type, by the way, of henipavirus, a category of zoonotic viruses which can jump from animals to humans. Be careful out there. No kissing the pussycat or the dog, you never know. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 8 minutes away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock here at 89.3 Cool FM.
Baby's got a secret.
sharing our secrets with all of us. That's Madonna. And it is called Secret. I tell you what, let me just remind you about a couple of things, if I can. Of course, our sponsors of the program, Quinto 24, don't forget, you can now find the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price in Panama now on Quinto 24. This is with the service Entrega a Domicilio. You get free delivery, and wait for it, 10% off only at Quinto 24. And today is Wednesday, so believe it or not, yes, we are actually making our way towards the weekend. Very important. Now, it's like being in Hollywood. Have you been there? Have you ever been in a Hollywood movie? Well, it's just like that, with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. Where's that? Well, that's at Frank's Place. Live music every Saturday as well. You can make bookings at Frank's Place. You can give them a call on 394-6998 or 632-0103. Located, by the way, downtown Costa del Este, Frank's Place. Don't miss it. And we went there on Saturday. We saw John Carney playing. Enjoyed it very much. And also, it's not too late. You've got, wait for it, 3.5 minutes. You haven't got 3.5 minutes left. Cybernight at lamparaya.com. This is the official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% off discounts, okay, on selected products from 9 p.m. until 8 a.m. Nighttime shopping. I love it. So you've got a few minutes every day, this is, and Sundays all day. All right. Now, the exclusive promotion is for the entire month of August, and it applies only when you shop online, only when you shop on their web shopping at night site. And that is, of course, lamparaya.com. Time on the breakfast show. Time to squeeze this one in. From Bare Naked Ladies. This is Where It Ends.
I don't buy everything I read. I haven't even read everything I bought. I don't cry every time I bleed. My eyes are dry, but they're bloodshot. I have faith in medication. I believe in the Prozac nation. You play doctor, but I've lost patience. This word ends. This word. Does it show in the drinks I bought? I don't hide every time I'm seen, but I try. This is where it ends. She says she wants to live in a movie.
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Aventika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AventikaPty or by WhatsApp 6972-5218.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play this.
We don't need to worry about you.
hands and us breathe. Reflection, we're gonna show this connection. We can lean on each other. This is all we need to know.
There we go. That's Still Waters Run Deep by the Bee Gees. Keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 90 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Shh. We're up very, very early this morning. Sorry, I made a little early noise. I heard the cock crow, and so it's time to rise from the bed, just like they did in Shakespeare's time. Okay, so it's very, very dark outside. I think the sun will come up eventually. This is what it looks like, Jerry, when you get up in the morning and when you go to bed. So it's Wednesday. It's hump day. Again, it's another good start. Yesterday was a pretty nice day. I'm happy to say I can't complain about any of the vegetables, the fruits. We have a new flower that, you know, what they say is that when you buy a plant or flowers, it never grows as well as if you accidentally, on purpose, put a plant in your car from the side of the road. And then those grow really, really well. So the cook put a plant in the car from the side of the road. Actually, it was from in front of, there's a people who make bread here. And in front of their house, there was this giant pile of dirt. And there was this plant growing out of the top of this dirt. And the cook said, may I take something from this pile? And they said, yes. So it's not technically stolen. It was a gift. Anyways, this is a beautiful fire plant. And it has been blooming. And it's these beautiful blossoms of purple and lavender. I just have never seen anything quite like it. I understand if you see it at the right time of day, it looks like the pollen from the stima, whatever you call those, stima, upa, I don't know. It looks like fire. I don't know enough. I need a botanist to help me. It is, again, a beautiful morning, but it's quiet. Even the cat, well, I woke up the kitty cats. What can I say? I have to feed them. So, driving in today, rumor has it that because of the gas prices and the food prices were negotiated, there may or may not be protests today. So, hopefully there are none, and I will get there without any incident, get the car, do my business, turn around, and come right back. These day trips are killer. 2 hours one way, 2 hours back, but they are necessary. And the little kitties. The kitties are recovering. I have one little female who has a little swollenness. I guess you call it swollenness. She got a little, where her stitches are in her, down near her private parts, is a little distended. So I have to kind of keep an eye on her to make sure she's okay. So other than that, the good report is all is well. And back to you in the studio.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the little neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. When you're hugging with your baby, let's throw in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide. To the girl sitting by my side. Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see? When you're hugging with your baby, let's roll in the balcony. See you.
Drifting away into the distance, it is the Drifters and Saturday Night at the Movies. Well, I had a really nice vacation. I came back and I was rested and refreshed. And that's all over now.
No, now it begins. The good times. The good times.
Why do you think I went away?
Because you needed a break from the amazingness that is this segment.
Well, I see you haven't changed since I left.
I haven't. I'm just a little more tired and a little... I feel I'm going to go bald in the next couple years. That's my thinking.
Why?
Because I have been extremely stressed out in the last year and a half. And it doesn't seem like it's going to go away. Adding a child does not help that at all.
Why does that make your hair fall out?
Isn't that what they say? Stress.
I'm stressed all the time. Do I have or do I not have hair?
That's fair.
I'm stressed, all right?
That's fair.
Especially this time of the week.
No, this time of the week is relaxing time.
Is my hair falling out?
No, man. You got a nice lettuce up there, man. It's a beautiful head of hair.
Anyway, great to have you back. Great to be back as well.
I'm sorry I wasn't back last week.
Well, we weren't.
You weren't last week?
No, because it was my first day back.
Okay,
We were being nice, but we did.
Oh, okay. You did the whole like last minute, like, oh, I forgot to tell you, but we're back. Are you coming?
Yeah, that's
wink, right. Wink. I. You obviously are not. Okay, I get it.
Well, you hit the nail on the head.
There you go. Yeah,
so,
that's fine.
Well, I had to prepare. I had to get ready because.
How was that first day back after like 4 weeks?
It was okay. I mean, because I didn't have much time because in actual fact, we actually got back into Panama on the Monday.
Okay.
And what always worries me is this equipment has not been switched off per se. You know, I mean, we shut them down, but we don't unplug the mains.
Okay.
So there's always a sort of, feel like a main feed to the computers. It's always worrying if everything is going to work.
Yeah.
And then of course, starting on Wednesday, it's trying to remember which buttons do what.
Oh man.
But no, we did fine.
Did you have any guests? Anybody?
No.
Just
no,
you
no, no,
and the music?
No, would we do this to you? I mean, if we weren't having you, why would we have somebody else? I mean, we could have
I think that's the nicest thing.
No, but we could have got somebody good.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So, I've been away. Well,
yes.
I mean, it's over 4 weeks since we've been together.
Correct. It's been, 5 weeks.
And I've not been given any information this morning.
No.
So
because it was weird. I've seen a lot of stuff, and it's like, oh yes, let me give you 6-7 things to talk about. It seems weird. I feel we need to give a little. I want to give a little summary of these 5 weeks.
All right.
Watching wise.
Did you see El Silencio? No,
I have no idea what that is.
No. And I lost my bit of paper. What have I done?
I have no idea.
No,
hang on. Is that the Ana Gretel movie?
No, yeah.
The Ana Gretel movie.
Sacrificio.
I haven't seen it.
Why not?
Because, to be honest, in the 4 or 5 weeks, I've only been to the movie once.
But this is a local movie.
Yes, I know, but I haven't been to the movies.
Why not?
Because I have a newborn.
And you had that a while ago.
Well, no, she's been alive for 7 weeks.
Is that all, 7 weeks?
8 weeks now. Wait, month and a half.
Is that, I thought it was longer than that.
No, she turns 2 months. No, actually.
Do you remember? You've got a child.
No, I'm thinking like week-wise. She turns 2 months at the 17th, so she's been a little bit more than 8 weeks, 9 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you remembered that well.
But yeah,
how do you do with anniversaries and things
I'm
like
great
that?
At it, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah. I have it tattooed in my arm, so I don't forget. It's a true story.
Yeah, I have it engraved inside my wedding ring.
Yeah, smart.
I have to look at that every single day, is it? I can remember the month.
But here's the thing. Because my girl has not been sleeping well,
mm-hmm.
I have been in charge of early morning putting her to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm doing is, I'm like, whatever, man. I put on my AirPods, I turn on my TV, and I just watch a lot of TV with her in my arms sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have been able to catch up with a lot of shows I've been wanting to watch for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've loved it, I gotta be honest. I'm trying to look at it at the good side of not being able to sleep.
So what time are you getting up in the morning?
Depends, obviously, on her, what time she wakes up. Like, yesterday she woke up at 2, and then she woke up again at 5:30. So that's where I'm at this point.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Have you tried a gag or something? Or?
No, no, that's not. You can't do that, Jerry.
You can't?
No, no, they need to breathe.
Whiskey?
That's something. No. We have tried a lot of milk. Like, just fill her up with food.
Well, yes, I could imagine what happens with that.
Fill her up with food. See what happens.
And it comes out the other end.
Yeah, but she still sleeps a lot. And,
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
But yeah, I've been doing that. So I've seen a lot of kid movies, one. And the only movie I went to see at the movie theaters was with Bella, my 4-year-old, because we're trying to find activities for her to do.
Oh, well, did you go and see the
Super Pets?
I didn't go to see the nice little yellow people.
The Minions. I saw Minions on TV. I did see Minions. I saw Minions.
Mm-hmm. But you did go to the movies as well, didn't you?
Not to see Minions, no.
The new movie? You did a review?
Oh, yeah, no, I did that. That's a long time ago.
It wasn't a long time ago. It was just before I left.
Correct. That's like 4 weeks. No, but Super Pets, I went to see it.
Super Pets.
Super Pets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding about this. It is the dog of Superman. I swear to God. That's the story.
Yeah, okay.
Not my choice. Yeah, but I went to see that. I saw the new Apple TV movie, Luck.
I don't have an Apple TV.
You don't have Apple TV Plus?
No.
Well, it's a great story because the guy who used to run and the co-founder of Pixar, as you know, was fired or quit, however, and he went to Skydance Animation. And this is the first movie he has put out without Pixar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. I got you a little.
Yeah, that's
I got you interested.
And it's good?
It's good. It's good. It's not Toy Story, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. But you want to go to the bathroom?
No, no, what?
Well, you put your hand up.
No, I was going to say,
sorry.
Because this is how highly I regard Toy Story.
Okay, but it wasn't quite
I was
that
giving you a measurement.
Okay, so, but I didn't have the first movie.
You didn't have the scale yet.
No, okay. I wish this was TV.
Yeah, this is not.
We could do a series.
This is an audio medium. But yeah, Luck is good. Let's start with Luck. Luck is good. It's a good movie. It's a fun movie. My daughter really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do understand that he came into the Skydance Animation Studio with this movie already running. Like, it's not his baby.
Mm-hmm.
But he did make a lot of changes. He did a lot of world building, if I'm understanding. And he created a good movie. It's a really good, fun movie with great, as Pixar used to do, with a great message about luck and about making your own luck and about everybody. You need to look for the good side of life or just make the best of the luck you're giving. Like, it's a good message, I think. And I love showing my daughter those stuff, because my daughter, for example, she's a horrible loser. Like, whenever she loses and doesn't win, she just gets really cranky and starts crying. Like,
she have a tantrum?
She does not know how to lose. Huh?
Does she have a tantrum?
She does. Yesterday we went to a birthday party. And, you know, they do a little games and they give prizes. And she didn't win the first one. And she was, she did a little tantrum in the birthday party and, like, sat in the corner for about half an hour.
Well, we know who she takes after.
Yeah, yeah. I get that.
But I tell you what, I want your opinion on this, because it's a movie that you will not be able to see.
Oh, interesting.
Because they canceled it. $90 million worth has just been thrown away.
I know. And a lot of careers.
I can't see the logic. I mean, if I had spent what is their reason for cancellation?
They took a tax write off on it.
Okay.
That was the argument they gave the press, the media. Here's the thing. Apparently there were a lot of test screenings, and this is a $90 million superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
Superhero movies that premiere in theaters are worth the cost of those movies are $250 million movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, meaning, this movie was not as big as the things we see at the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And for streaming services, which this movie was originally planned for HBO Max, it was too expensive. It was too big for that. And apparently the new CEOs, because remember HBO got bought by Discovery, saw this, and they were like, and did a little study about, do movies really bring us more subscribers? Does it really move the needle? And they realized, no, it doesn't. So it's not worth spending $90 million on a film.
So I can see the logic in that. But, I mean, what I don't see the logic is in that case, why didn't they just put it on the movies? Because if you've spent $90 million, isn't it better to put it on the movies? I mean, when it comes to people, bums on seats in cinemas, $90 million isn't a lot of money.
It's not. They would have made that money. They would have made that money. They would have covered.
The argument that if we put it on streaming, it's not going to give us new subscribers. No, of course it's not. Because you need to have it as a movie somebody's going to actually pay for.
Yeah.
So I see the point about not putting it on because it's too expensive to put on Netflix, but it's not too expensive to put in the movies. Even if it flunks, you're going to make money.
Keep in mind, that's what people are saying. Like, if you would have put that movie in theaters without any marketing, you would have recovered your money.
Of course they would.
And the thing is, the CEO says he saw that they did a lot of test screenings. The movie was not good, apparently, or was not great. And he was like, we are not going to put out mediocre material out there.
Well, perhaps a lot of other studios should listen to that.
Listen, being a devil's advocate on it, I think DC, that specific brand, has been under a lot of fire regarding the quality of the things they put out. And yes, they would have made their money back, but horrible reviews would have flunked the studio a little bit more, and it's harder for the next movies to come to. For example, if you go see a movie of a specific brand and it sucks, if a new movie comes out of the same brand, you're probably like, ah, I saw the last one and it really was bad, I'm not going to see the next one. So it gives the audience a perspective that they did not want to put out there. That's another argument you got to look at. So they shelf it, and they took a tax write-off, and nobody's ever going to see this movie. And it had huge stars. It had Michael Keaton was returning as Batman for this movie, and the girl that the lead of In the Heights, was her big breakout role. She's never going to see the light of day. It's kind of sad, but yeah.
I mean, can they sue the
who?
The actors. Can they sue them for not putting out their work?
The actors?
Yeah.
Sue the actors, the studio?
Yeah.
No, because they got paid. It's a job.
Oh, they got paid?
They got paid.
Lots of money.
I'm assuming, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Mm.
I want to talk to you about a show I think you would love, by the way. It's called The Offer. It's the making of The Godfather. It's the whole story behind the making of The Godfather.
Oh, really, yeah?
It's really fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. The performances are really great, like Francis Ford Coppola and Al Pacino and the whole thing. Like, it's really, really well done. It's a little long. It's like 9 episodes, but it's 9 episodes and it's done. Like, or 10 episodes and it's done, which I know you like. And I found a lot of stuff that I did not know that was fascinating. Is it true? I don't know. Remember, it's a little bit of fiction, but fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It's really fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That was one of those shows I watched late at night.
I'm trying to remember what it was that I watched. I did watch Gemini Man.
Oh, God. Did you enjoy that?
Well, the only reason I watched it because I knew they made it in Budapest, and we were on the plane coming home.
Okay.
It was okay.
But that's the thing. That is a completely correct review. It was okay. Big movies that cost that amount of money, and Will Smith as one of the biggest stars ever, should not make an okay movie.
Well, I think my comment was that, you know, it was okay, but I saw more action at the Oscars.
Oh, there you go. By the way, did you see the second apology by Will Smith?
Oh, yes.
Horrible. Horrible idea. I don't know who his PR agent is, but he should be fired. Because he's just digging a deeper grave. Like, he needs to go to Budapest and just hang out for a while.
I don't think it was that movie. But I watched another movie.
By him?
No, I think it must have been on another flight, but I watched a movie, and it was with Mr. James Bond.
Daniel Craig?
Yes. Speaking with a Texas accent all the way through the movie.
Knives Out.
What's it about?
Like a murder mystery. He's a detective in a family house. They're trying to find out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like him.
Really? I really enjoyed that one.
I just, you know, Daniel Craig is British, and just to hear him talking like that all the time sort of kind of was a bit strange to me.
You saw it a little bit too much.
A little bit too much, yes.
That's fair. Mm. That's fair. But the movie is fun, though. I mean,
the thing is, I love the accent, because that kind of drawl. We actually had in the studio I think it was the great-granddaughter of Jack Daniels.
Oh, really?
The Whisker Beagle. Yeah, she came in, and she has got the most amazing accent. And she's
like a deep, deep, you know, southern accent, yeah?
She's a bit like a Dolly Parton, really.
Oh, really?
You know? But, yeah, she has this really lovely... I love the accent. I really do. But from Daniel Craig, I don't know. I keep... what is wrong for me is I keep waiting for him to screw it up.
Look at that, Netflix. Netflix bought that brand, and they're coming up with sequels as well, mm-hmm. for that detective. Mm-hmm. That's going to be like a.
Also, Daniel Craig still got a job.
He still has a job. He's still pretty big, but he's going to be like the new. What's the detective from the Agatha Christie movies?
Poirot.
Yeah, he's going to be the version of Poirot in different scenarios.
But you know what? I got to watch it again because I didn't see the end of it.
Really?
No, we landed.
Oh, snap. I think it's on Netflix, though. You can find it on Netflix because Netflix bought the brand, so mm-hmm. they are showing mm-hmm. it on Netflix.
Yeah, I must watch it. But, I sort of quite enjoyed, but it was strange having him have that accent. But then again, the guy who played Hercule Poirot on TV, I can't remember his name. I can't remember anybody's name these days.
You can.
But he did it with this sort of...
flair.
Belgium, yeah, with the Belgium accent. He was really good at that. Anyway, listen, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a piece of music. And let me say good morning to Renee. Renee says, good morning. 26 years ago today, Rick and I met on a white water rafting trip. And this was on the Deschutes, is that right? Deschutes River.
I have no idea how you pronounce that.
Yeah.
No.
It's in Oregon, anyway. I know how to pronounce that, because it's like oregano. And the rest is history, she says. Could you please play Lionel Richie's Endless Love?
Oh, nice. Let's get
Sorry?
Let's get romantic.
No, that's for them.
Okay.
There's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
And I want to share
Lionel Richie's version of Endless Love. And that's for Renee and Rick this morning. Many congratulations. 26 years.
Yeah.
That's right, because I'm in my, see, I think I'm in 26 or so. I'm in my 1990s.
Look at your finger.
Yeah, no, I don't have enough fingers. 1996, and Christina and I were married. And so that is 26. Thank you.
There you go.
Same.
Same.
Same number.
Did you guys get married in the same church?
No.
Okay.
And different people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was important.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
By the way, beautiful song. I love
it. It is a lovely song.
Who's the female vocals on that?
I don't know.
Okay.
The lady.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Very nice, too.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful harmonies.
Because they only credited there on my...
To Lionel.
To Lionel. Lionel Richie, which is...
We should practice the vocals on that. Try to do a nice duet of Endless Love.
Oh, Paul. See, I've noticed this is great because all my listeners are really cool when I can't remember something.
Yeah,
it's like the memory bank.
They are very aware of their mistakes.
It's which... Well, I try to keep them busy.
You know?
Yeah,
I do my best. Keep them on your toes.
So they're so cool because it's like having a sort of extra hard drive.
You got a producer.
This is Paul. Paul over there. Paul's over there in Southwest London. South London over there. Poro TV says, David Suchet, that's the one. And last two films with Kenneth Branagh. Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
Hang on, I'm going to get somebody.
Kenneth Branagh,
that's it. Hey, but I tell you what. I haven't seen the movies, so I must watch them.
You're
so,
not missing much, I gotta be honest.
Paul, what did you think of Branagh? But David Suchet, he's the one who really stands out for me.
Is he dark hair guy?
He was done, but his hair is sort of done.
Slick back,
and
yeah.
He had the sort of the black mustache, you know, thing like that. But he was excellent. He was excellent in the TV series. If you go to BritBox, you can watch all of those things.
Do you still have BritBox?
I do indeed.
What do you watch there?
I watch English stuff.
I'm assuming it's called BritBox.
One of my favorites. is Are You Being Served, which was a comedy series, which was many years ago, and that was so funny and very camp for its time.
What is it about?
It's about a department store and the people working in the department store.
Nice.
And they sort of refer to a young Mr. Grace, who's in about his 90s, who comes in with his stick and whatever. It's just, the casting was brilliant because this is one of the things the BBC was absolutely brilliant at in days gone by. I don't get a chance to watch now. Their casting, you know, you would have a program like this, which you didn't know the people. You might know one or two of them from something else, but you didn't know them. And they had this amazing way of sort of casting people that were really, really good together.
Nice.
And I tell you what, go on, because I'm sure you can find some of it on YouTube as well. Are You Being Served?
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, do check it out when you're awake.
There you go.
You know, when you're awake in the mornings with your daughter. Because she'll find it funny.
I doubt it. But talking about when I'm awake, another TV show I recommend everybody watching, this is not a miniseries, but it's a short episode. Season one, it's called The Bear.
Okay.
It's about a high-end chef that goes back to Chicago to manage his brother's sandwich shop that died. His brother died, and he now takes over the sandwich shop. And it's fascinating. It's a great show. It's I don't know how to describe how good
the show
is.
It's a show or a movie or a series?
It's a TV show. It's about eight episodes.
Is it a sort of like a virtual reality type show?
No.
No, it's like a series.
It's a series. It's called The Bear. But fascinating as well. And the other one I recommend, and I know this one you would love, I really do, it's on HBO. It's been going on for three seasons now, but they're short seasons as well. It's called Barry.
Okay.
It's about a hitman that gets like a life crisis, and he starts taking acting classes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun. It's with the guy who played on Happy Days. You remember Happy Days, the Fonz?
Yeah.
It's with him. He's the teacher. He's the acting teacher. It's a really dark comedy with really dramatic moments and really high stake moments. But it's called Barry. That one's called
Barry.
The Bear is the cooking one. It's not a cooking one. It's about a chef.
Give me a B.
Huh?
They're both beginning with B.
Go with B. And
yeah,
the
yeah, so we're on the right track.
So yeah, I've been watching a lot of TV shows lately. I'm enjoying that, at least. Because I haven't been able to go to the movies, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have been able to see a couple movies, one that premiered last week in movie theaters called The Black Phone. Do you like horror? Are you a horror guy?
It depends. Funnily enough, because we were talking yesterday with the director and the producer.
Of Sacrificio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the genre and you know, and we were talking about, you know, for me, how horror movies have changed, sort of referring back to the days of Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay.
Where it was a psychological thing. It was something you felt inside, a horror. You didn't need to have blood and guts and
yeah,
people having their head chopped off and all this kind of thing. In actual fact, Alberto Serra, the director, said, well, this is one of the things, apart from anything else, he says, because of budget, you know, you with all these special effects and everything like that. And he does say, you know, it's concentrating a lot on the psychological thing. Actual fact, he said, I can't remember, it was 30 hertz, I think he said, is a frequency that gives people anxiety.
Really?
So I'm going to play 30 hertz continuously on my program.
You know, Alberto directed Deep Fried Comedy. He was the one that directed us when we did the thing on
TV. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was involved in Historia del Canal.
Oh, there you go. He's apparently he's a yeah, wow, no, very nice. I worked with him. He's a great director.
But it was interesting talking to him about that because he studied in Czechoslovakia.
Wow.
And he says over there, horror is really quite a genre out there. It's very popular. And that's sort of got him into the sort of the horror.
You mean Republika Czeka, correct?
The Czech Republic.
Okay, got it. Czechoslovakia does not exist no more.
Doesn't it?
you went back to the 80s.
What do they call it now?
Czech Republic.
Well, it's Czech.
But there's a bunch of other
we
countries.
We just missed out the Slovakia.
Bosnia and like a bunch of it. You just grouped them all. You grouped them back all.
That was the thing, actually, because sort of being there on holiday, we were sort of focused. We were in Hungary as well.
Oh, I've heard it's nice.
Budapest?
Yeah, I've heard it's beautiful.
Beautiful city. I mean, the parliament building on the river is absolutely incredible. It's stunning.
Are you a touristy guy?
I like to learn.
Okay.
I mean, I've been very fortunate because I've traveled, most of my life from joining the Air Force at 16.
Okay.
And of course I traveled with the forces and then I was also fortunate enough to, you know, get into the broking and trading, world in the city. And, with that, I'm sort of, when I look back, I mean, I was so fortunate. I mean, I traveled all over the world
and
stayed in the best hotels, ate in the best restaurants, travel business class, and
not with the Air Force?
No.
it's a good Air Force.
With you know, with a number of companies in the marine fuel business and that, and you know, I talk about being sort of so lucky, and I mean, you know, we used to fly to New York for a party.
Oh God. You know, the times,
you know.
Back then, flying was like a cab; like you could just get on a plane.
Funny enough, no, it wasn't. Those were the days as well. I mean, I'm going back to sort of 70s, 70s, 80s. I mean, you used to dress to travel.
Correct, but you used to dress, but you would show up like a half an hour before the flight, and you would get on it, and that's it.
Oh yeah.
Now it's like you got to be 4 hours, and you got to go through a search.
A lot of that, of course, changed with 9/11.
Yes,
and that was a wonderful excuse for people to. Put the restraints on us and keep an eye on us and used to dress. I mean when we came back the other week and we got on the plane, I mean you've got people traveling with flip flops and shorts and
I exclusively travel in a tuxedo.
I would think so too.
Tux it up.
Do they think you're the pilot?
With the tux? That's a fancy pilot.
I tell you what, this is another interesting thing. In the days of yore, on radio, you used to wear a tuxedo.
What?
The BBC used to wear a tuxedo if you were working on the radio.
Really?
Yeah. Well, look at me now. I'm still wearing it.
You're still wearing that tuxedo. Tuxedo t-shirt.
And the other interesting thing is that this was in the early days of the BBC. It was not personality radio. You didn't mention your name. You were BBC.
You were a voice.
You were a voice. And, but yeah, they used to wear tuxedos and, yeah.
I, I, I love wearing a tuxedo, gotta be honest. I'm a big fan.
Yeah?
When I got married, I made my, like, I hired a tailor to make a tuxedo, and I used an actual
tuxedo.
Cravat.
Uh-huh. A bow tie.
A bow tie.
You tied it yourself?
Yeah, correct. I learned how to tie it.
I can't tie the goddamn thing. I'm looking in the mirror and it's all screwed up.
It's super tough. It's super tough. Yeah. Every time I use a tuxedo, and as you can imagine, it's not a lot, but I need to revisit the YouTube clips to remember how to do it. But yeah.
By the way, just quickly getting back to Kenneth Branagh and his portrayal of Hercule Poirot. Films are not very good. So, I think Paul agrees with you on that one. He says TVC's brilliant, but not that true to the books. You're probably right there, probably not that true, but that's, I guess, creative
license.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have to ask, I'm looking forward for the Knives Out thing. I think Knives Out is a good way of... I love me a whodunit kind of movie and TV series. I'm a big fan of that. But it's got to be well done. And because people are so... We've seen so much. It's hard to surprise you. It's hard to, like, find out who really was the killer, for example. So when it's done well, it's a fun time.
I did watch one recently. Again, I can't remember it.
Knives Out, you just said.
No, it's a different one. But where the actual plot shifted so many times in the end, you didn't know who it was.
Was it a modern movie or?
It wasn't a movie. I think it might have been a series. But,
interesting.
Yeah, you see, I get up in the morning, I can't remember why.
Did you download a lot of stuff to take to the trip?
I did. I downloaded a load of stuff from Netflix.
Did you watch something?
No.
There you go. It happens.
Because I was going to watch them on the flight. This is another interesting thing if you're flying. I mean, I guess a lot of people know this already. But now you don't even get a screen.
No?
No.
Oh, no, they give you, like, a little app.
They don't give you anything. You use your phone or your tablet.
Yeah, you use an app, yeah.
And you connect to the Wi-Fi in the aircraft.
I know. I hate it, though.
Because not a lot of people will necessarily carry it.
I don't own a tablet. I got to use my little phone.
Well, I said a lot of people are watching these movies on their little phones.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
You know,
not a fan.
So that was something rather strange. But what I did like as well, of course, that on the flights now, you do have Wi-Fi. You can connect to...
Oh, I hate that.
I like it because I was able to do my Facebook.
I hate that because for me, flying is the one place nowadays that you can actually be like, you can't call me, you can't text me, I'm out of range.
But you know, it is optional. You don't have to.
I never do it. I never get the Wi-Fi.
But I do.
Because I really want to disconnect.
You know, I had 8 hours to do my Facebook.
Your Facebook? What do you do on Facebook that needs 8 hours?
Well, before I went away, I did promise the listeners that because I was going away that I would sort of, you know, post on Facebook so they could join me on my vacation. A lot of them did as well, which was really nice.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't, did you?
I did not.
No, you did not.
No.
Are you still here?
Listen, I watched a lot of stuff. I recommend you guys go watch The Black Phone. It's a great horror movie. By the way, horror, one of the, other than superhero movies, is the one genre that's making money in movie theaters because it's super cheap to make and people still find the experience of watching a horror movie in a theater really fascinating. Like, people are really into that more than anything else. Like, you can do an action movie at home, you can do a comedy or a romantic comedy at home, but a horror movie, the experience in the movie theater is much better than at home. So that's a genre with superhero movies that is still making money at the theaters, which is fascinating.
Okay.
And it's much cheaper to make.
What are you going to watch this week?
I want to watch Bullet Train. I really want to watch Bullet Train. It looks really fun. Premiered
apparently,
last week.
It was Brad Pitt. Isn't
it is a Brad Pitt film.
He said that, you know, I've never had so much fun making a movie.
Really,
goofing around on set. You
know? I'm looking forward to watching it. I hope I can go watch it. And I think
can't you get a day pass or something?
I gotta put everybody to sleep and go to like a super late showing, like at 9:30 or something.
I gave you the answer.
Yeah, I gotta do that. The thing is, I gotta stay awake because I'm walking.
Whiskey.
The thing is, I'm falling asleep at 9:30 now. That's the problem. I'm really tired. But yeah, I'm going to try to do that, watch Bullet Train, so I can give a full-on review on that.
All right, man. Well, great to be back with you.
Yeah, super
and,
fun, man.
Thanks for coming in. We'll be back next week with Andreas from NT, taking a look at the movies. Time on The Breakfast Show right now. time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quiera. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantikaPty or by WhatsApp 6972-5218.
Paso se construyen los cimientos de la línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Yes, indeed. And also, let me just remind you, the D Gourmet store, the D Gourmet store, the delicatessen, and the speciality food store, of course. Now, that's also in Paitia Mall. It's next to the big Pacific Center. You know the strip mall just behind Pacific Center? It's right there. The D Gourmet store is waiting for you, and they're there from Monday to Saturday, all right? So don't miss it. Because what you will find there is the much sought after grabs and go. Delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. The De Gourmet store, Paitia Mall, right there next to the Pacific Center. They're waiting for you. So do pop along and enjoy those goodies. I love those things where you can take them away and you can heat them up and you get a nice meal right in front of you. Oh, it doesn't get better than that.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
She's half crazy, that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength. She lets the river answer, you've always been her lover. You want to travel with her, you want to travel blind, and you know she will find you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Yes, and Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men man could see. He said, all men will be sailors then, until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken, long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sang beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him. You want to travel blind, and you know you can trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand, she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter. The sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look. Amid the garbage and the flowers, there are heroes in the seaweed. Children in the morning, they are leaning out for love. They will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her. You want to travel blind, and you know she will trust you, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Mr. Greg Keane, and that's the breakup song. And before that, the man himself, Leonard Cohen, musician, poet, you name it, and the song he wrote, Suzanne. Breakfast show time, we're just coming down 20 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3. Cool FM, good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman drops a line and says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. I love plural. Can you please give a spin to Let's Go Dancing by Kool & the Gang? Christopher, hope that cheered up your morning for you. Cool in a gang. Let's go dancing. Ooh la la la. Time, 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. It is the breakfast show. And let me see, what have we got? Tomorrow is Thursday. All being well, we've got Dr. Computer coming in to chat with us. We're going to be talking tech. And Andreas has made his way off to do whatever it is he's doing for the rest of the day. So big thank you to him. Right, change of music star. Rumour, or Rumma, I like to call her Rumma because it's spelled R-U-M-E-R, but Rumma. And here she is singing about P.F. Sloan.
No, 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 don't sing this song. No, don't sing this song. No, 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 don't sing this song. It belongs to P.F. Sloan. I have been seeking P.F. Sloan, but no one knows where he has gone. No one ever heard the song that boy sent winging.
continued singing. Now listen to him sing. No, 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 no. You know they've tanned his hide and crucified. Now he's staring glassy-eyed out through the parlor door. Nixon's come and bound to stay. He's taken all my sins away. I heard it on the news today, but it set my ears to ringing.
P.F. Sloan. Who was P.F. Sloan? You might well ask. Philip Gary Flip Sloan. Okay. And known professionally as P.F. Sloan, American singer-songwriter. During the mid-1960s, he wrote, performed, and produced many Billboard Top 20 hits for artists such as Barry Maguire, The Searchers, Jan and Dean, Herman's Hermits, Johnny Rivers, the Grassroots, The Turtles, and The Mamas and Papas. His signature tune, his signature song, okay, is Eve of Destruction. That was a 1965 US number one for Barry Maguire. And many of his songs were written in collaboration with Steve Barry, and their partnership yielded two US top 10 hits, Herman Hermit's A Must to Avoid and Johnny Rivers' Secret Agent Man, and the Turtles, by the way, and You Baby. The Barry Maguire song, though, is one that resonates with me, I guess not for what it was at the time, because that was the time of the Vietnam War. But also with what is happening in the what's happening in the world today. Barry Maguire, Eve of Destruction.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Well,
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around. Just tell me, Alabama, you may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget the sacred. And tell me.
Ah, there we go. Yes, that's it. And The Eve of Destruction from Barry Maguire, written by P.F. Sloan. Right, I'll just take a look at some of the tech news, because we've got Alex in tomorrow. So I thought, well, let's see what's happening in the world of tech. Google just put Apple on blast. Yes, on its website, Google called out what it says is Apple's failure to improve the user experience between iPhone and Android users, and issued a clear call to action. It's time for Apple to fix texting. Some iPhone users lament the green message bubbles, poor quality, compressed videos, and lack of red receipts that come with cross-device messaging. For this, Google blames Apple, which converts texts sent between iPhones and Androids into SMS and MMS decades-old methods. This is of sending text-only messages from device to device. Google argues Apple should instead use rich communication services, which it says is the modern industry standard, meant to improve how people can send texts and calls, but also media like emojis, videos and photos. These problems exist because Apple refuses to adopt modern texting standards when people with iPhones and Android phones text each other, reads the Android website. So there we are. Yeah, I guess that, well, they say if you're an Apple user, you should only really talk to Apple users. Right, moving on, back to the music, going back over the years with this one from Roxy Music, which is called Over You. 25 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Sweet lips tell me there's no chance, no chance.
Roxy Music and Over You. Right. Just a couple of things to remind you about. Our friends at Inquenta Venticuatro, please remember that the cars go very quickly. Every 6 minutes someone buys a car in Inquenta Venticuatro. You have more than 5,000 cars to pick from here as well, here in Panama. Do it quickly, because as we just said, they go fast. Inquenta Venticuatro, if you publish it, of course, they will buy it. Now, also, just to remind you, our friends at Des Gourmet Store, they're also in Paitia, Molnel. That's right next to the Pacific Center. And there you're going to find the much sought-after grabs and go. All right, now these are delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. You can't beat it. Des Gourmet Store, Paitia Mall. They're waiting for you, so do hop along. All right, very, very important. Now, it's too late now, but you can get ready for tonight. 8 o'clock tonight. All right, Cybernight at lamparaya.com, the official Lumicentro marketplace that brings you 30% off discounts of selected products. Now, this starts at 8 o'clock in the evening. It does indeed, and goes through till 8 o'clock in the morning. Every day, and on Sundays, all day. Exclusive promotions for the entire month of August. It applies only when you shop online. Web shopping only. So, lamparaya.com. That's Lumicentro. They've got it right, isn't it? Get everybody to buy lights at night time when it's dark. Get the old lights on. Why not? Let me just also tell you that the British Ball is back. Make a note of that. That's coming back Saturday, the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. $125 per ticket, and they're on sale now. Just go to tickets at British Ball Panama. .com. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com. Or you can visit the website BritishBallPanama.com. Easy. There's only 250 tickets available, so don't hang around. There's always lots happening, isn't there? That's it. Just to remind you on those things, a big thanks to our advertisers and sponsors earlier on the breakfast show. Lovely to have them with us. And now, keeping an eye on the time, I am 19 before 10.
Caught my heart about one, two times. Don't need to question the reason. I'm yours, I'm yours. I'd know the earth would lose a fight just to see a smile. Cause you got no flaws, no flaws. I'm not trying to be your part-time lover. Sign me up for that full-time. I'm yours, all yours. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta say, what a man gotta pray, to be your last good night and your first good day. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do, to be totally locked up by you. What a man gotta do, what a man gotta prove, to be totally locked up by you. You ain't tryna be wasting time on stupid people in cheap lines. I'm sure, I'm sure. So I give $1 million just for you to grab me by the collar and knock on these doors, these doors. I'm not tryna be a part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours, I'm yours. Ooh. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do, to be totally. What a man gotta pray to be a last good night.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That one comes from the farm, or in Espanol, it's Los Fincas. The farm and all together now. Breakfast show time. We're just coming up to 11 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
And tell you what, this is one I'd rather like. It's one of my tracks of the week as well. It comes from Chapel Heart. You're gonna have him, Jolene.
So
I should have played them the other way around, really, shouldn't I? Those are Jolene, Dolly Parton, and Chapel Hart. Before that, you can have him, Jolene. Time on the Breakfast Show. That's it. Time for me to make my way off today and get ready for tomorrow, I guess. Big thanks this morning goes to Andreas Clementi for this week's look at... Well, he's been taking a look at some of the things he's been looking at over the last few weeks while we've been away. So big thanks to Andreas for that. Big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, for her everyday story of country folk. To Yasmin here, busy in the background doing all our work, all our social media work, etc., 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 and keeping an eye on what the traffic was doing earlier this morning. Hoping it's all sorted out for you now. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. He gets a lot of our background information for us here on the Breakfast Show. And the boys and girls of Cooper Grad who keep us up and running, keep us on air. Big thank you to them. And mainly, of course, a big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. As I mentioned, if you fancy joining us, it's easy. Just drop us a WhatsApp, 677-188-22, 677-188-22. That's our WhatsApp number. Or you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162, 223-5162. All being well, Dr. Computer will be with us tomorrow morning. We'll be talking tech. So whatever it is you're doing, though, between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, especially if you are in a car and you're actually moving somewhere, please, 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 whatever it is you're doing, do it carefully. What do I want to be doing at 6 tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.